Alhamdulillah.
Blog Talk Radio.
Alhamdulillah, brothers and sisters, we thank you for being a part of our Juma today. We're just here getting organized. We're going to see if a caller just came in. Nope, it won't answer. But stay on the line and don't hang up. And we're going to try to get our people in here. They have been trying to reach us today to get into the Juma prayer, and we're going to get started in just a moment. So, see, I ask everybody to make sure and get everything going on before the Juma so we won't lose our connections or, you know, end up confusion. But we're going to get started in just a moment. May Allah forgive me for complaining. But, okay, we'll have to deal with them later. We're going to call the second Adhan in just a moment and go ahead and get started. I want to say again, assalamu alaikum, if I didn't say that, and go ahead and get our whatever callers we can on. We have, let's see if we can do this one. Good, alhamdulillah, assalamu alaikum. Let's see if we got both parties on. We're on the radio now, and all praise to Allah, we got everybody. Good. Good. It's not easy for one person to handle the switchboard here. We've got several lines on, and we want to let everybody know that we appreciate you and, again, give you the greeting of peace, which for Muslims is, assalamu alaikum. Please make sure that your phone is on mute so we can't hear any background noise, please. Thank you. And hopefully if you get cut off, you can call back on the main line and we'll try to get you in. If not, we have to go on with the Juma, and I know you understand. My name is Muhammad Khatib, and I'm your spokesman for today to give the Juma. They call us imams or sheikhs, you know, teachers, but we want people to know that we represent Islamic leadership, and every Friday we have a meeting called the Juma prayer. This is Friday, the 10th of November, and on the Islamic calendar, this is Friday, the 26th day of Rabi al-Thani, and inshallah, we'll explain a little bit of that, but we're going to go ahead and open up the Juma by calling the second Adhan and letting everybody know that we praise Allah sincerely. And it's such a pleasure for me to know that we're capable, and Allah has chosen us to carry His message to the world. In fact, He says we're the best. But we'll talk about some of those things during the Juma. And again, thank you for joining us at the Juma. We're going to call the second Adhan. That's the call to prayer, and it calls all of the Muslims that are within hearing distance or hearing range to come to the prayer and join us to listen in on our two-part talk and our two-part prayer.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Shahadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي الصلاة حي الصلاة حي الفلاح حي الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. All praise and thanks are due to Allah, the Most High, the Creator of the heavens and the earth, the Creator of everything that exists. There is nothing that exists. There's nothing that's living. There's nothing that's plant or animal or human, angel, jinn, devil, nothing that exists that compares with Allah or has power with Allah or over Allah unless he gives power to that thing. And he'll never give them power over himself because he is their creator. It's impossible. And that doesn't even sound right. I'm sorry I even said it that way. May Allah have mercy upon us and forgive us and strengthen us. There's a lot of things going on, and we're going to talk about some of those things. One of the first things I want to say is, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. That means to Allah we belong, and unto Allah is our return. You may have heard it translated as, from Allah we come, to Allah is our return. And we're saying that because so many people are losing their lives and so many beings are at risk with their souls because they don't want to submit. And some others are being killed and not being given the respect that is due to all life. That is due to all human. But we have to understand that Allah has said that he has made everything out of truth. And Allah is the creator of all good. Allah also says that there are different ways. You don't have to be good. You don't have to be truthful. And we know that there are people who are evil. In fact, there's prophets who pronounced these people or pronounced these creatures in human form as children of the devil. And we're going to be talking about those things. And I'm very excited, very happy to be a Muslim, very happy to be one who is striving so hard, doing my best to submit my whole self to the creator of the heavens and the earth that we call Allah. There are people who use other names for the creator, but he says that his names that he gives us are the best names to be used to call on him. We don't like to call Allah God. You know, that's from Europe, or England or someplace. And, you know, if you spell it backwards, it's dog. And the bad part about that, twisting that word like that, is that they say also that dog is their best friend. For the Muslims, the creator of the heavens and the earth is our best friend. And we call him by the beautiful names that he has given us. Allah, the one who is perfect and almighty, knower of all things, gracious, one who has great power and mercy and forgiveness and gives you so much support, gives you support. He sees everything. He hears everything. And we could say his name's in Arabic. You know, Arabic is the Quranic Arabic is divine language. It's language that Allah uses for himself and for the revelation that he has given us. So when we talk about Arabic, we're not talking about the street Arabic or the perverted or the vulgar Arabic, you know, just like they have in English, vulgar English, vulgar French, vulgar Spanish, vulgar. Vulgar means nasty or unclean, corrupted, poisoned, unclean. But Allah tells us in the Holy Quran that the Arabic is pure and clean. He tells us this Arabic is clear. It's clean. This Arabic has been sent by Allah through an angel that he made. Allah made the angel. And this angel, we call him Jibril, peace be upon him. He's a messenger angel. His primary job is to carry Allah's message to any of the prophets, any other messengers that Allah made to carry that message, and Jibril brings it to them. And that angel is pure. We don't worship Jibril. We don't worship any angels. We don't worship any of the people that the message of Allah sent to. But Allah tells us that this message was sent to Muhammad, the Arab, because he was an Arab. What does it do to send the message in Japanese when the man that can understand what you're saying to him is Arabic? So Allah says that he sent the language in Arabic because Muhammad was an Arab. And this book or this divine language is to be understood. It was understood by Muhammad. When Jesus was the, peace be upon him, was the, and peace be upon Muhammad. When Jesus was the messenger, Jibril brought Jesus' main language, which is Aramaic. I'm sure during the time that he lived, I'm sure he spoke Latin, because that was the language of Rome, Greek. You know, who knows? Some other languages. You can look it up and see what they reported that Jesus said. But something I was going to say earlier is that regarding the different names that they use, Allah says in the Quran that they change names, they change words from the right times and places. There are people, a moment ago I think you heard me say the children of the devil, there are people who willingly want to pervert what Allah has revealed that is pure and clean. And this Holy Quran is pure and clean. And you've heard on the news, which we don't have to trust too much, but we know. And the reason that we don't have to trust the world's news or society's news too much, and we shouldn't, is because that's where I hope you understand me, brothers and sisters. You can't understand how excited I am about what Allah has revealed to us through Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our messenger. What we got, what he got from Allah through Jibril and shared with us, taught us, led us with. It's exciting. It's pure. It's clean. It's illuminating. It'll make you a veritable genius. You'll be higher than a genius. You'll be one who is enlightened by what Allah has said. Don't be ashamed. Don't be scared. Allah says, "Kuntum khayra ummatin ukrijat lil nas, ta'maruna bil ma'rufi wa tanhauna 'anil munkari wa tu'minuna billah." That you are, some of the believers, the good people, the innocent people, the ones who want to submit to Allah, you are the best of people evolved, brought forth, birthed, created for the benefit of mankind. Allah has sent human beings, those who submit to the will of Allah, Allah has sent human beings, he sent a human being, all of the messengers are human beings. We don't have any, the Quran does not say we have any jinn messengers. And when a jinn tried to be a messenger, he ended up disrespecting what Allah was doing. And he ended up being the devil. And, you know, we know from the teachings in our religion that everybody has a little bit of a mischief maker inside of them. Little bit of a mischief maker inside of them. They asked Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, do you have a jinn? You know, we call that jinn a mischief maker. That's the creature or the spirit that's made of fire. And I don't mean fiery hot like on your stove, or fiery hot like sunburn when you're out there in the sun. I'm talking about it's kind of like a free spirit. But the human being has to be very careful about loving this free spirit. I hear people bragging about, I'm a free spirit. I'm a free spirit. Well, you only want to be free in the manner in which Allah has made you free, or the manner in which Allah wants a human being, a spirit, to be free. Human beings are spirit too. We got the human spirit. That's the spirit that's not trying to be free outside of the law. When I said you got to be really careful about wanting to be a free spirit, if it's not guided by rules, if it's not guided by laws, and the highest laws are the Creator's laws, divine laws, if your life is not guided by what Allah has said, Allah says that number one, you are not guided rightly. You're not guiding yourself rightly. You're not going the right way. If your free spirit doesn't want to obey Allah, then you become rebellious. you can easily be rebellious, and you're going to make a lot of mistakes. You're going to say something you shouldn't say. See, Muslims are taught everything we do has to be halal. You are the best people brought forth for the benefit of mankind, inviting to what is right and denying or rejecting or guiding people away from what is wrong, calling them away from what is wrong and believing in Allah. So that keeps your spirit going the way it's supposed to go, keeps you bowing to Allah, keeps you obeying His will. And when you obey the will of the Creator who loves you, He loves you. He wants you to be safe. He wants you to be happy. He wants you to be strong. He wants you to have the power to resist the devil. He wants you to call on Him when anything seems wrong, goes wrong, you hear anything wrong, you get offered something wrong. Say, I seek refuge with Allah. I look for Allah's protection. I want Allah to help me. Help me, Allah. Yeah, I apologize, but I know I'm talking kind of fast. I need to slow down. You need to focus. We all need to focus because this is very important. And we're living in some very trying times. There's people who want to kill us. They don't want to just kill other people that have their social name, their tribal name or whatever. They want to kill the human being, the children of Adam. They want to kill the humanity. They want to control and get us to disobey what Allah has ordered for us. They want to lead us away from the way that Allah wants us to really live so we can be happy, bright, cheerful, intelligent, lit up with truth. Yeah, I mentioned a minute ago about the jinn leadership, or we said Iblis. I think I mentioned his name, Iblis. But by not doing right with his jinn spirit, with his free spirit, he led himself into wrong. And when he came into that wrong, Allah asked him, why don't you want to obey? Why won't you obey and respect the creation? Respect the creation, the main creation that Allah was talking about. Or the creation that Allah was talking about was a created being called a human being. Why don't you want to be a human? The human obeys. Why don't you want to be a human? And the jinn, the fiery, hot, rebellious spirit, that free spirit, said, I'm better than this created thing. I'm better than the one that you've created. You're going to place over me? He said, I'm better than him. He said that the free spirit, Iblis, said, you have made me from fire. You've given me this ability to make these choices and to be a free spirit, and you've given me knowledge. I have knowledge that is better than his knowledge. But Iblis doesn't have better knowledge than Allah. Allah says, I'm going to put my own knowledge into this human being, and that's what will qualify him or make him be able to be respected by everything. So everything, all of the angels, all of y'all, they have power, light. They obey Allah. Allah gives them as much power as he wants them to have to run missions, to do duties, mind duties. And the Holy Quran says they never fail in fulfilling that duty. They never fail in whatever Allah tells them to do. They don't question Allah or rebel against Allah ever. Those angels bow down. But the free spirit, the one that thought he was above, he wouldn't bow down. So Allah cursed him, and he, after that time, being called Satan. And Satan, instead of saying, uh-oh, I'm messing up, and asking Allah to forgive him, he continued to rebel. Then he said, because you have thrown me out of the way, I will make the human being trip. I don't mean physical trip. Psychologically, he wants to trip us up psychologically, trick us, make us do all kind of weird stuff, make us do stuff that pricks our conscience, damages our conscience, gives us, what do you call those, guilt, hurt us, make us feel like we're lost, make us feel like we don't have any more strength and power, make us feel like we don't have any abilities to strip us of our strength and powers. Whenever you feel like that, brothers and sisters, because of something you did, ask Allah to forgive you, because Allah says he is most merciful. When you ask Allah, forgiveness sincerely, Allah says he has forgiveness for you. And he says he has forgiveness bigger than any sin. He says if you have sins as big as the earth, he has forgiveness bigger than that, greater than that, more powerful than that, to wipe out all your sins. I think one Juma we talked about the kinds of sins you can be forgiven. Prophet Muhammad, the prayer and the peace be upon him, said, if you had the biggest sin in your life, Allah can forgive that. Whatever your smallest sin is, Allah can forgive that. We don't want any sin. Now, I know they tell you don't worry about the little white lies. Don't worry about the little lies. So you worry, don't lie at all, brothers and sisters. Do what's right. That's what you got to do. If you did sins on purpose, Allah can forgive that. He said he will forgive it. Muhammad, the prayers and the peace be upon him, our human model that showed us the way how to be good people, honest people, clean people, how to survive the whispers of the devil, the call of the devil, the lies of the devil, the false doctrines and religions of the devil. Prophet Muhammad survived that and showed us how to survive it as a model. And what made him be able to survive it is following the law that's in the Holy Quran. I hope I'm talking slow enough so you can connect everything, keep everything connected. I'll try to focus and stay focused, and inshallah, I'll say the right things. May Allah forgive me if I make a mistake while I'm saying that. I think last week or week before last, I said if you look in the Bible, in the book of John 11, verse 30, I think it is, that you would see where the Jews wanted to stone Jesus for saying that he and God were one, that he and Allah were one. It's actually John 10, 31, I do believe. John 10, 31, not 11, 10. So look it up. We want all of the Muslims to be strongly encouraged to study. Prophet Muhammad, the prayers and the peace be upon him, said, all the Muslims should study from the cradle to the grave. Seek knowledge from the cradle to the grave. Be studious, brothers and sisters. The most powerful tool you have for survival is your mind. What's in your head? Remembering what Allah says in that Quran is a knowledge that you should fill your mind with. Allah says of the Quran, we can take the words of the Quran, the ideas in the Quran, the truth in the Quran, the verses in the Quran, and hurl them at lies, and it would knock out the lie's brain. Verily, we hurl the truth against falsehood, and it knocks out its brain. Allah has sent us as a people who are fit, to lead others with truth and to anything good, and to discourage them, strongly discourage them, forbid them to do wrong. They have a choice. Ability is to spread this message. Your responsibility is to believe in Allah and show that everywhere you go. To believe in Allah and show the strength to obey Allah no matter what. Then the devil can't get you. Satan can't get you. And even your own little sneaky spirit can't get you. That little disobedient whisper can't get you. Speaking of which, I think I left off the opening. May Allah forgive me. But we got a lot we're trying to get through in a short period of time. We spend the Jumu'ah as an hour. It's every Friday. All over the world, all the Muslims stop. But the opening, I'm going to do it right now. May Allah forgive me. It's called Qutb al-Hajja. And the Prophet used to say this, peace be upon him, whenever he started a Jummah. I didn't say it today. May Allah forgive me. May you forgive me. And we want to remember these things. Sometimes when I miss something and you catch it in the, you catch that mistake in the recording that I send out to you. That's why you should get these recordings. You should listen to them and then send them out to your friends, family members. And I know there's several people on the phone right now who I know do that. They're very, very good students. Not of mine. They're students of the Quran. They're students of our way of life. They're students of what Allah has said and sent to Prophet Muhammad, the prayers and the peace be upon him. And I'm very happy that I can carry any of this information or knowledge and share it with you and be some sort of support. And if I can help you, I will. Qutb al-Hajja says, Alhamdulillahi nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa na'udhu billahi min sharuri anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlil fala hadiya lahu وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله الحمد لله. Now we fulfilled that obligation. I'm going to translate it into the Arabic, into the English. It says, praise be to Allah. We seek his help and his forgiveness. And we seek refuge, safety with Allah from the evil of our own soul. And from our own bad deeds. Whomsoever Allah guides will never be led astray. Whomsoever Allah leaves astray, no one can misguide. No one can guide. I bear witness that there is no God but Allah. He has no partner. And I bear witness that Muhammad, the one the Quran was revealed to, is a servant and his messenger. Alhamdulillah. Brothers and sisters, that's a way off of me, because if I had listened back to the, like proofreading, if I had listened back to the recording and heard that big old mistake, I'd have been hurting bad. It hurts me to do anything that is not in accord with what Allah has given us. So we seek refuge with Allah from our mistakes, from our own bad deeds, from our sins. We seek refuge with Allah against our sins and worries, against stress that we put on ourselves. Allah says he is not oppressing you. He said man oppresses his own self. Allah is not stressing you out. You keep worrying about what the devil's telling you through the TV, through the songs, through the books that he's got at the schools, things that we learned a long time ago. We're now finding out they're nothing but lies. All the way up into the religious centers. The religious centers. That's where he do the most damage. Because all your sincerity is wide open, listening to what the preacher is saying, or the rabbi, or the priest. And you're saying things, you're hearing them say things like, if someone slaps you, turn the other cheek. You hear them saying things like, if somebody robs you, give him your possessions out of love. If he takes your coat, give him your hat. In other words, they're telling us to submit to falsehood, submit to crime, submit to wrongdoing. And I'm here to tell you, and you know it already, too many people are submitting to crime, falsehood, poisons, lies, all the way to murder, abortion, innocent murder, innocent lives, they murder, on the streets with guns, they murder. Who's giving you these things to do? It's the devil and his children, his followers. They're giving you these things to do, making you pile up your sins. Allah says he has a scale. And with that scale, he can judge your behavior. Or when you do something, your behavior is going on that scale. Your scale of good has to be heavy. And on the other side, if you're doing wrong, you don't want that. Allah says that everyone will wish that there was a big distance between them and their wrongs. Yeah, Allah says one day everybody will wish there was a great distance, a big distance between them and their wrongs. They'll wish that their wrongs were far away from them. They'll wish they had never done those things. And Allah says it in the Quran. You might have heard me say it before. He says, "Rubbama yu'addu al-lazina kafaru law kanu muslimun." Is again and again will those who disbelieve wish that they had submitted, wish they had been Muslims, had submitted to what Allah told us to do while we were alive. While you're alive right now and you're listening right now, you better minimize that nonsense that you get from the world that they say is okay to do. Put down their wine bottles. Don't do that. Don't poison yourself with drugs. You got people who they got up this morning and went out to the fields to like the slave owners had us picking cotton and rice and all that sugar cane. They go out to the fields to pick cocaine, to pick marijuana. They go out in the fields to harvest this fentanyl and receive fentanyl at the docks coming in from China. Yeah, we got neighbors. They're supposed to be friends to this country. They can't wait to get you batches and truckloads and train loads and plane loads and boat loads of drugs to bring to this country to wipe you out, to weaken you, to poison you, to destroy you so they can get your stuff. You become too weak to focus, too weak to go to work, too weak to have love and respect for yourself and your family. To have love and respect for the order that was created in our culture or in our family or in our society years ago by brave people, people who've lost their lives, whole generation of people who went overseas fighting with weapons, with physical weapons to stop evil ones from attacking us. And we sitting around in these dope dens and in the alleys and stuff, stumbling up and down the street, stumbling from one side of the town to the other, on drugs, can't function. Totally disabled, mentally disabled, morally disabled, full of sin, psychologically disabled, and physically disabled. Can't do nothing for yourself. The governor just signed a bill into law where now, if the police catch you can't take care of yourself, won't do nothing for yourself because you're on drugs, they can lock you up until you get straight. Because you're on the street, stumbling around and can't take care of yourself, boo-booing and peeing in public. But you can't take care of yourself. That's what the devils are doing to you, and they're coming to this country in as fast as they can, quietly. Yeah, they pretend that they're just over here to work, but they're letting their criminal element, their criminal relatives, sneak drugs in here to you to eliminate you so you can't be a strong country anymore, a strong citizen. You can't be a strong individual. You can't be a learned person. You can't focus because your mind can't read nothing. Your mind can't think anything, and what you read if you had a chance to get some education, and you know this society kept trying to keep us out of education for hundreds of years, still doing it. Wrong teaching, dumb teachers, uncaring teachers, lying teachers. I remember I was reading where Malcolm X he ended up being the top student in his class, and one day the teacher said, what y'all want to be when you grow up? And Malcolm said, I want to be a lawyer. And the teacher said, Malcolm, you know, I think he used the word nigger, but he might have said Negro. Malcolm, you know your people can't be no lawyers. Why don't you be a carpenter like Jesus? Because, the Europeans, the white people had taught us that they was kin to Jesus. They taught us that Jesus was a white man, and they had taught us that Jesus, you know, would save everybody. And the only hope that black people had was if Jesus, that a Jesus type of person, had mercy on them. So I guess he thought he was being a little bit like Jesus and telling Malcolm what he could be, because in this society, the people that weren't like Jesus wouldn't let Malcolm be a lawyer. Brothers and sisters, I hope that what I'm talking to you about means something to you. But I'm here to give you something that's very, very good. Not only does Allah forgive your sins, your oldest sin, your newest sin, your biggest sin, your smallest sin, the one you did on purpose, the one you did accidentally, the one you know you did, the one you don't know you did, the one you did in public, and the one you did in private. 10 kinds of sins Allah will forgive if you make a certain prayer called Salatul, or the Tasbih prayer. Tasbih prayer. In Arabic, it's Salatul Tasbih. But I'm here to tell you that because of what Allah is offering us in the Holy Quran to go into our minds, it will destroy all of the evils that others try to put on us. The prayer will purify us, correct us, give us health, give us strength, and the knowledge in the Holy Quran will destroy the lies that they have put out in this society to discourage us, tell us we can't be nothing, to discourage us. That's what they're trying to do now, to discourage us from being Muslims, to make us ungrateful for the favors of Allah. That's what Iblis, or Satan, said in the very beginning when Allah cursed him. He said, throw me out the way. I'm going to take everybody I can with me. He said, I'll prove to you that they won't be grateful for your favors. He didn't say it exactly like what I said, I'll take everybody with me. But that's what he was suggesting. He wants us. They want us to be a bunch of dummies. They wanted us to be dummies. I'm talking about African Americans especially. They wanted us to be dummies for over 500 years now. And they want us to be dummies in our religion. This new religion that's saving us from the lies that they have fed us, like be suicidal, be self-destructive. We've learned that the first law of nature is to save yourself. They want us to throw that aside and allow ourselves to be destroyed by our enemies. We're not going to do that. We're going to obey Allah, who's given us this only way out. I think I said that last week. Al-Islam, this culture, this religion, this way of life, this religion that tells you to obey Allah alone, that Allah is your master. Don't give yourself to the white devils. And when I say white devils, I'm not calling them their skin color. I'm calling them what they say. They say they're white, but if they're evil, they're devils. So don't give yourself to the lie that they're a white devil, meaning they thinking they getting you to think that they clean. You know, white, if you wash something real good, that's a, and it's a white color, it should be cleaner. They want you to think they can be a white devil, and they can't, because their skin has nothing to do with it. No, they're blacker than any physically black person you ever seen in your life. They're black devils, because they're devils in their heart, in their spirit, in their mind, in their thinking, in their scheming, in their plots, in their false religion, and in their fake news. Yuriduna li yutfi'u nurullahi bi afwahihi wa mutimu Allahu mutimu nurihi wa lau karihal kafiri. And kastu. This is a blow with their mouth. I told you last week, a week before last. Their mouth is the media. Those are the lies that they blow out to you. The suggestions to do wrong things with yourself. The suggestions to do what they tell you you should be doing with yourself. The suggestions, the direction they try to give you to get you to go the wrong way, to get you to go Allah, go against Allah, and to go against Allah is definitely the wrong way. I hope our imams, our leaders, our teachers all over the world have this kind of mind about preserving the Islamic way of life, the Islamic culture, the Muslim element, the Muslim mentality. to hold on to the divine truth. You can't stop devils with atomic bombs from killing you and who got billions and trillions of bullets from blowing you to bits. But a loss of, in the end, that ain't going to matter. Allah says, if you can, fight them. But when the devil say, who can fight us? Who can control us? Who can defeat us? The Holy Quran tells you in verses inside of that revelation, inside that book, that don't they know that Allah can defeat them? Don't they know that Allah can destroy them? Who can destroy us? Who can destroy us? Satan, that he wants to fool you and make you think that he's all-powerful. Satan is not all-powerful, and neither are his children. Jesus called the Jews 2,000 years ago the children of Satan. And, you know, some people won't believe that. The African American definitely won't believe that because he is too dumb to really understand what he's looking at. He's too dumb to know how to think. He's too dumb to know how to, what do you call that, read between the lines. To see, to think, what they call that, outside the box. But this Quran will make us look straight through the box, straight through history, straight through time, straight through the destiny of the whole wide world by listening to what Allah has put in the Holy Quran. And we're safe. We've got victory. I think I mentioned last week, say, when the devil thinks that he has beat everybody, when he has destroyed everybody, even if he set the whole world on fire with atomic neutron weapons or whatever, fire weapons, he said he made a fire. He loved fire. He loved to fire you up, beat you down, smoke you. He wants to smoke you. Even if he did that, he ain't did nothing because his ultimate, Allah says in the Holy Quran, this is a verse, I believe it. His ultimate home is hell. That's what the Quran says. The ultimate home for Satan and anybody who follows him is hell. He can't get into the paradise. You believe in Allah, you be a friend to Allah, you obey Allah, you read the Holy Quran, let yourself be grafted by the Holy Quran, made of the Holy Quran. Isn't that what they said about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Said when you see him, you're looking at the Holy Quran. That's how you should be. Then you know all the answers. You'll know all the answers. That there is no answer. There's no, what do you call it, concern that can be thought about or dealt with except that Allah reveals the truth about it and the best way of understanding it or the best way of explaining it. That's what that verse is talking about. In other words, you have all the answers available to you only because those answers are Allah's own knowledge, his own truth. Jesus said, the truth is what makes you free. Jesus is called the word of Allah, just like Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and any other prophet. They're bringing you the words of Allah, the words of the Creator. That's why the devil taught many other preachers to say, y'all Muslims, don't believe in Jesus. They are lying, and they don't know Jesus. They don't know nothing because they are living in ignorance, confusion. So they're being destroyed. And the preachers are telling them to turn the other cheek, and they do it. The preachers are telling them to do all kinds of crazy stuff, and they do it. But they're not listening to what Jesus himself said. Jesus told them, that the children of the devil, that the Jews are the children of the devil. That's what Jesus told them. Look in the Bible. If I didn't want to look in the Bible, then I wouldn't see it. But if anybody wants to see it, they can look in the Bible. And it'll in chapter 8:44, you'll see what Jesus is telling them. You are the children of Satan. He's your father. He was a liar from the beginning. The evil things that he do, you'll do them too. He's not truthful because the truth is not in him. Read the verse. So the children of the devil, they try to scare you into being uncomfortable in your life. But the one thing that Allah has given us is that Holy Quran. It will shape your mind, condition your mind, help your mind so that all that stress and crap won't be getting you. Some of you shouldn't be watching TV or the news. Because the devil right now, he over there eating up. It says in the Bible, someone asked the devil, get exactly how the verse goes, whether he had turned into a lion. I think it says something like he turned into, like he acted like, he acts like a hungry lion. And when he was asked, what you doing? He said, I go to and fro in the land, devouring. Devour means to greedily eat up. Gobble, gobble, gobble. Devouring whomsoever I can, whomsoever I may, whomsoever I can, whomsoever will allow me. Don't allow the devil to eat you up. So he over there eating up people, killing people, talking about. And as you can see the mask coming down now. He claimed that he's so pure and he's so nice that you shouldn't be talking about him, because if you talk about him, you're anti-Semitic. How are you going to be anti-Semitic when over here we respect Jesus? We're the Muslims. We're not anti-Semitic. Jesus is the biggest Semite that we know. If they say Moses is a Jew, okay. They didn't obey Moses like they should either. They want to talk about David and Solomon. They built, I think, the first or second temple in Jerusalem. They didn't obey him either. And the Holy Quran says Solomon put curses on him. Says that curses were pronounced by Jesus and David, and David on the children of Israel. Curses. Allah said anybody who wants to can curse them. So anybody who's righteous can curse them for what they do. So you're seeing there that you don't have to be afraid to call them anti-Semitic. Don't talk about them. But don't worry about calling them anti-Semitic. Worry if you say Jesus is not good. And that's what they say. They say that Jesus is not holy. They say, Jews say, their philosophy, their religious doctrine tells them not to respect Jesus as a messenger who was sent by Allah to warn them of their sins. Read it. That Holy Quran will open your mind up and condition your mind so in such a blessed manner that answers and truth, angels will bring answers and truths to you from Allah so much, you'll just be amazed. Your stress will be not worried about what the world is talking about. Your stress will be, how much more truth can I get? Ooh, this is good. You'll be just worn out from studying what's reality. And that's what Allah tells us. Study reality. Believe reality. We don't have to worship nobody, believe in nobody but Allah. And Allah says he sends angels to help you and support you. But Allah didn't send. No doctrine tells us to tell the Jews that they are his chosen, Allah's chosen people. There's no doctrine that exists except the one that they made for the Christians to be fooled and say, I know Jesus came to us, the early Christians and the Romans and the Jews. I know Jesus came to us to teach us what's right, but the devil was right there lying to them and got them saying, but y'all Jews is God's really chosen people. Who told them? Who? What Jews? The leadership Jews. The high rabbis called the Pharisees, the writers who would always write out a script for you. They're writing out scripts right now. Don't you know the biggest money-making thing going on is the stuff they write out for you to live as life in the movies, in the songs? And look at the songs that's the African-Americans singing, rappers singing songs, go kill people. Let's use dope. Let's sell dope. I'm a kingpin because I sell dope. I'm a leader because I get my dope. I got my dope. I got my girls. They don't call them girls. They call them bad names. Bad. Don't you know the media in this society is the only thing that allows them to do that? Allah don't tell them to do that. It's the media word. It's the writers and their bad intentions from their friends, the producers, and the money makers, the money changers. You know, Jesus, one of the reasons he was mad at them is because they had replaced religious obedience to Allah with setting up profit centers in their synagogues and churches. I don't hate them. The Quran says most of them are perverted. I don't hate them. I don't have to hate them. If the Lord of the world said you're a pervert, if the Lord of the world says you're a pervert, well, I don't need to say nothing to you. In fact, I'm going to get away from you. I'm too busy doing other things, making my prayers, making my zikr, remembering Allah, in other words, praying to Allah, reading the Holy Quran, the scripture, so that I can have the throne that Allah wants me to have. Brothers and sisters, you're supposed to be sitting on the throne. You're not supposed to be down here in America worrying about what these clowns are going to do. They're going to break in my house. They're going to shoot me. They listen to me on the phone and all that stuff. Or I better vote for so-and-so because if I vote for so-and-so, I'll be free. You know how long black people have been saying that stupid stuff? They don't care nothing about your vote. They're scheming the devil. The children of the devil are scheming against you. And the children of the devil teaches the Europeans, teaches the children of Rome, teaches the white people, white-skinned people, how to scheme against you and keep you down and use you for the rest of your life and the rest of your children's life and your children's children's children. But Allah has given us the way out. What is it? It's the Holy Quran. Some people don't want to believe that. No, I got the Bible. I had one yesterday. Yesterday. Stop in the middle of the street. Say, who are you? What you do? I've been seeing you all over the place. Man, I don't know you. I told him, I said, I give out Holy Qurans, and I can get you some Bibles, too, if the preacher will bring me a box of those New Revelation Bibles so I can show them what Jesus says that they are accursed. Mm-hmm. And I say, oh, here's my card. When you want me to get you a Bible, I said, I'll get you a Holy Quran. I got some Qurans that I'm working on coming in right now, brothers and sisters, right now as we speak. And I said, I'll get you, but if you want a Bible, I'll get you a Bible. Just call me. Here's my card. My name is Muhammad. I'm this, I'm that. That's what he told me his name. But they called me. So I said, what do you call yourself? Call yourself. But I could look at your behavior and tell who your leadership is. I didn't tell him that. But Imam Muhammad told us one time, a long time ago. May Allah bless him. He said, I could watch you for a little while until what you're following. That's what he said. He said, I can tell you what you're worshiping. See, because if you follow in falsehood, then you're worshiping what the society has told you to worship. You're following their doctrine. And he basically, the guy that I was talking to in the street, he basically approached me almost like he wanted to attack me. Doesn't Allah send the Quran? They want to attack you. He said, you'll notice a denial on the face of some of them. Denial on their face, and he said, you'll notice them. They say they almost want to attack you. It says it right in the Quran, and you know they will attack you. They're over there killing a lot of people. You know, Palestine is Muslims and Christians. Christians are safe that are there. They named the Ahmed, too. Yeah. Rashid, Omar, they got the same names. They speak Arabic. But the children of the devil don't care because the children of the devil only care about their devil order. They only care about their devil syndicate. They only care about their devil cartel and anybody that will follow them. Thing for you to do, brothers and sisters, is spread truth and reality to people and get them to value, try to get them to value themselves. I said, man, come on now. How far are you going to get on drugs, man? I know you feel bad, but if you want to save your life, become a Muslim. Submit to Allah. Become a Muslim. Ask Allah to send you all the way back to the innocence you had when you were born so you can find your real self. Do something with your real self. Then you won't want to be on dope. Yeah, they give you an excuse. That's why I'm on drugs. That's why I drink. I need this guy. Why? Give me a cigarette. That's why I need a cigarette, because I upset her style. Brothers and sisters, we're not going out like that. We're the Muslims. Told us that we're the best, that we're so good that everybody needs to be listening to us, looking at us and what we believe in. Tell them you believe in Allah. Don't be ashamed. Tell them you believe in Allah. And the so-called white man is so powerful. I ain't talking about the skin. I'm talking about the psychology and the tricks that they use on you and the fake religion. They're so powerful, they make you feel like nobody ever bothers you. Nobody ever said nothing to you, but you feel like something going to get you. Somebody going to get me. Something's after me. Somebody's tapping my phone. Somebody's coming into my dreams. That's them. That's the fake ideology, the lie, the big old false fake doctrine that they call the white man, invisible white man, the whitened man, the man that makes you want to focus on your skin, focus on how poor you are and all that stuff. No, Allah says he'll make you rich, richer than them. You're richer with this Islamic mind. You are and will be. You, your little baby Muslims, are smarter than anybody else on earth, even smarter than the Jews. You don't believe in Allah, you're a dummy. You're an idiot. And you're going to make all kind of mistakes. That's why I say the mask, their mask is coming down now. And you can see that they're devils. Don't tell them. Don't tell them. They know they're devils. Don't holler at them. Don't scream. Don't be acting crazy. Those people have been fighting over there and intertwined and tied in knots for thousands of years. They're going to continue to do like that until they all want to submit and do what's right. And guess what? Allah has put us at the top of their thinking, if they would use it. They got access to the Quran, but they can't even put on the brakes. They can't put the brakes on long enough to realize what Allah is saying to them and to really get down in it. Instead of having whatever they got over there, they should have been studying the Quran all these years and obeying Allah, not get tempted away from the way of Allah by the internet stuff they're watching. You know, in some Muslim countries, that nudity couldn't get across the TV. So now that they got it on the internet, there's people who got their phones, and they can try to get that stuff on their phones through the internet. And so now drugs are getting into Arabia. Drugs are getting there. So what are we going to do now? What are we going to do? Arabia don't run you. You're supposed to be worshiping Allah alone and join no partners with Allah. So don't worry about what the Arabs are doing. Don't worry about what the Jews are doing. Don't worry about what the Europeans are doing or the Asians are doing or the Africans are doing or the South Asians, anybody else. Worry about what your relationship. Worry about your relationship with Allah. Be concerned about is what I'm saying. Your relationship with Allah and obey Allah. Submit totally to Allah. We're going to go into the second part of the talk. There's more than too much that I wanted to talk to you about. I don't want to get it too scrambled. I hope you'll listen to this recording two or three or four times to see what we were talking about today and to catch any errors or mistakes that I made. And I pray that Allah will bless you with the mind that is coming in. Imam Muhammad said, we got this new mind. We got this new mind. There's no mind on the planet that can compete with the common sense, with the sense of justice that we have and that we want to have. And we want that for the whole earth. Grow up. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum. Don't hang up. Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah. Wa salatu wa salamu ala al-khair al-mursaleen Muhammad ibn Abdullah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Ameen. And that just means praise be to Allah. And we thank Allah and ask Allah's choicest blessings be upon Muhammad and his family and his companions. He is the best. He is the best of all of the messengers that Allah sent for human for the leadership of human beings and Peace be upon his family and companions and all of the believers the world over. Ameen. Alhamdulillah. We ask Allah to bless the souls that are being attacked by the children of Satan. We ask Allah to guide us and to help us. And we ask Allah to give us understanding. Don't worry when people say, oh, you don't want to be with the Jews. You don't want to listen to the Jews. You don't want to be a Jew. You don't want to, you know, Jews, we got the cleanest food, blah, blah, blah. We got the best food. No, best food is halal. The best food is halal, not kosher. Food is halal, not kosher. Time for us to wake up. Allah says, he has made you the best, and he has given you of the best. And he said, Prophet Muhammad, the prayers and peace be upon him, is the leadership that is the best human being. He's the sweetheart of Allah, the beloved of Allah. Habibullah, the love of Allah. He is the best human being that ever lived, even better than the other messengers. Khairum Rasaleem means he's best. He's the best out of all of the Mursaleen messengers. Better than Moses, better than Jesus, better. His mission, his purity, his obedience to Allah, his victory to be able to reach the whole world with this Quran, with this message. So everybody knows. They can't say, oh, I'm blowing up these people because I don't know no better. You do know better. You do know about the justice where Moses told you, you have to follow rules to be successful. Be just. Don't be stealing from people and lying on people. These people over there, they just want that land. They don't want nothing but land. So what? What is land? Allah says in the Quran, one day everything will be gone. And they're going to leave before that. They're getting ready to develop a consciousness where Holocaust, if what happened to them in the Holocaust wouldn't be nothing. That ain't nothing. They don't care about Jesus. They call Jesus. They are anti-Semitic. If you hate Jesus, you're anti-Semitic and you're anti-holy. You're against Allah. You're against scripture. You're against the destiny of the righteous people. If you hate Jesus, and they say, if you look it up, brothers and sisters, you'll see it on the internet. What do Jews think of Jesus? Just Google that. Write that back. Just Google that. What do Jews say about Jesus? And you'll see how anti-Semitic they are. Jesus was sent specifically to them. So if they hate the leading person that was directly sent to them because they had gone astray from what Moses taught, then you will see that they're the devil, especially when you get in the New Testament to chapter 31, I think it goes all the way up to 33. When you see the Jews saying, let's get some stones and kill him, let's get some stones and stone Jesus. I'm not talking about hanging up on no cross. I'm talking about the Jews out their mouth as a tribe. When Jesus came to them, said, let's stone him to death. Okay, so how come they're not called anti-Semitic? They're anti-Semitic. They're against their own souls. Allah said in the Holy Quran, when you wrong, you're doing wrong against your own self. You're doing wrong against your own self. So stop being weeping little kids and believing everything they tell you on the TV, which is their main tool. TV and the movies, they say the show must go on because that's how they scheme against you. That's how they lie to you. They make false religion and false religions, and even the people of religion are fooled into thinking that Jesus didn't come to them with help, that the Jews will have help for them. Because they say, ask the Christians, say, who is God's chosen people? They won't say we are because we inherited and we followed the leadership of Jesus. No, they'll say the Jews are God's chosen people. That's what they'll tell you. It sound like I hate Jews? I hope not, because I don't. Man, I want to run fast like I'm running from an atomic bomb. Now, I can't escape it. Yeah, you can't escape what Allah has destined for people who have disobeyed him and who have sent messengers over and over and over and over. All the names you know, over and the names you don't know. Allah sent them messengers, and they disobeyed them. Plotted against them. Tried to deceive them. They told lies on the messengers. And the Quran says some of them, they went so far as to slay. That means murder.
To come and keep the light.
So brothers and sisters, wake up. Wake up. Be obedient to Allah. And follow the leadership you're given. If the imam does something improper, you have to tell them later. So don't worry about anything that the world is telling you. Respect what Allah says. Allah will love you. Allah will help you. Allah will save you. Allah loves you, brothers and sisters. He loves all of us. Let us be obedient to what Allah has planned for us, what Allah wants for us. Let us be obedient, and we will be saved. So we're going to close the Juma. Allah to guide us and keep us safe and to strengthen us. That's what we ask. Follow the leadership we have. This Islamic leadership, it's the real way. It's the only way. What do you look like giving yourself to the rabbis and the doctors of law of Christianity and what they call Christianity? It's not the real Christianity. If Christians, sincere Christians, had the ability to follow what has been given to them as religion, they would be so angry. They would be angry that they had been tricked like that for thousands of years. If Jesus said 2,000 years ago that the people that he came to were going the wrong way and were the children of the devil, nobody's come and corrected that for them, because they have not submitted themselves to Allah. They have not submitted themselves to do right. They only have greed. They only have a poisonous. Jesus said they were serpents. That's a poisonous snake. Vipers, that's what he said. I'm not talking, Christianity. I'm talking al-Islam to you. And I'm hoping you wake up. That's better than you getting your head blown off or watching your children be murdered today. Because that's what some believers are having to do over there. But they'll be in heaven, and that's what I was going to say earlier. The believers, Allah says they will be in heaven. You know where the unbelievers, the devils, are going to be. They know that they're going to go to hell, and they know that that's the only destiny for them. That's why they act so arrogantly. That mask that they've been wearing and fooling us with is coming down, isn't it? It's slipping on down. We don't have to listen to them. We don't have to listen to them. You have to be grown men and women, embrace the truth that Allah sent you, and live by that. If you do that, you will be happy all the way up to your death. And I'm not talking about these devils killing you. I'm talking about Allah is going to call everyone to himself, everyone. So don't be afraid of people. Allah says it's more just that you fear. This is a great thing we're doing. This is a great thing we're doing. The men have to stand up. We should be strongly supported by the women. Allah said in the Holy Quran that the righteous woman is devoutly obedient to what Allah has ordered. And he said that the learned men are harder on the devil than 1,000 unlearned worshipers. Brothers and sisters, we have our destiny already mapped out for us, and we will be in heaven. We will be successful in this life and the next. The unbelievers only have this life. That's why they're such killers. That's why they do anything, any nasty, filthy thing, any nasty, filthy design, to try to get your attention and lead you astray, turning men into women. Ignorant men allow themselves to be turned into homosexual activity and women. abortion.
Who can persuade you to kill your own children? They're fighting to kill their own children. They're mad because politicians are arguing over it and saying, don't do it. The preachers are saying, don't do it. And other ones say, you can't tell me what to do. Politicians are telling, you can't tell me what to do. And who are the politics of America, England, France, and all these other countries, Western countries, loaded with? They're loaded with the children of Israel. They're loaded with the children of the devil. All the TV shows, all the so-called jokes and stuff, songs, loaded with suggestions from the devil to destroy yourself. Brothers and sisters, that would go on. Prophet Muhammad, the prayer and the peace be upon him, said there's an hour. There's an hour have for the Jummah. So I think we've about done our hour. We thank Allah for you being able to join us today. We're not going to give up. We're not going to slow down. We're not going to bite our tongue. We're not worried about these clowns. They're devils. They're worse than clowns. And the clown at the circus got a big red nose. But Allah going to show them what a bloody nose really is. All praises to Allah. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. We thank Allah for guiding us. Inna Allahu malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. And that means Allah and his angels do salute Muhammad. For you who believe, do you likewise, and give him great salute. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala alayhi Muhammad. Kama sallaita ala Ibrahim ala Ibrahim. Innaka Hamidum Majid. Allahumma barak ala Muhammad wa ala alayhi Muhammad. Kama barakta ala Ibrahim ala Ibrahim til alamin. Innaka Hamidum Majid. And that means, O Allah, exalt Muhammad and the family of Muhammad as you did exalt Abraham and his family. And O Allah, bless Muhammad and the family of Muhammad. That means his father. As you did bless Abraham and his family and followers, so surely you are praised and magnified. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanatan. Rabbana hab lana min azwajina wa dhurriyyatina qurrata a'yunin waj'alna lil muttaqin imama. O Lord, give us wives and offspring that will be a comfort to our eyes, and grant us the grace to lead the righteous. Rabbana aghfir lana dhunubana wa israfina fi amrina wa thabbit aqdamana wa ansurna ala al-qawmil kafirin. Our Lord, forgive us our sins and anything we may have done that transgressed our duty. Plant our feet firmly and give us strength against those who stand against faith. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhaban. Our Lord, give us good in this world and good in the hereafter, and save us from the chastisement of the hellfire. Amen. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya al-salah, hayya al-salah, hayya al-falah, hayya al-falah. Qad qamat as-salah, qad qamat as-salah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadan Rasulullah. Istawu, make your line straight. This is Salatul Jummah, two rakat fard, as ordered by Allah, God, and Allah, the sustainer of the world. Allahu Akbar. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل يا أيها الكافرون لا أعبد ما تعبدون ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد ولا أنا عابد ما عبدتم وأنتم عابدون ما أعبد لكم دينكم ولي الدين. الله أكبر. سمي الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والتين والزيتون وتور السنين وهذا بلد الأمين. وقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تكوين ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين إلى الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات. الله أكبر.
أمي يا الله لمن حمده.
الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. الحمد لله رب العالمين. تكبير الله أكبر. تكبير الله أكبر. تكبير الله أكبر. الحمد لله. Brothers and sisters, we appreciate you joining us. May Allah bless each and every one of you. This is a great day. Don't worry about the world. Just worry about pleasing Allah. And Allah loves you. Know that. So let us keep up our remembrance of Allah. Keep up our prayers. And be strong as believers. You're in the right place. All praise to Allah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.